They were outside in the open air at night, running down a sidewalk in Bloomsbury's Russell Street. Richard thought his heart would pound its way through his chest. A large black car went by. The British Museum was on the other side of some high, black-painted railings. Discreet, concealed lights illuminated the outside of the high, white Victorian building, the huge pillars of the facade, the steps up to the front door. This was the repository of so many of the world's treasures looted and found and rescued and donated over hundreds of years. They reached a gate in the railings. Dor grabbed it with both hands and pushed against it. Nothing happened.
"Can't you make it open?"
asked Richard.
"What does it look like I'm trying to do?"
she snapped back, an unfamiliar edge to her voice. A few hundred feet down the pavement, at the main gate, large cars were drawing up. Couples in smart clothes were climbing out, walking along the drive toward the museum.
"Down there," said Richard. "The main gate."
Dor nodded. She looked behind them. "Those two don't seem to be following us," she said. They hurried toward the main gate.
"Are you all right?"
asked Richard.
"What happened just then?"
Dor hunched deep into her leather jacket. She was looking paler than usual, which was extremely pale indeed, and there were dark semicircles beneath her eyes.
"I'm tired," she said flatly. "Opened too many doors today. Takes a lot out of me each time. I need a little time to recover. Something to eat and I'll be fine."
There was a guard on the gate, minutely examining the engraved invitations that each of the well-shaven men in dinner jackets and the fragrant women in evening dresses needed to present, then ticking their names off on a list before allowing them through. A uniformed policeman beside him surveyed the guests implacably. Richard and Dor walked through the gate, and no one glanced at them twice. There was a line of people standing on the stone steps that led up to the museum doors, and Richard and Dor joined the queue. A white-haired man, accompanied by a woman bravely wearing a mink coat, joined the line immediately and neatly behind them. A thought struck Richard.
"Can they see us?"
he asked. Dor turned to the gentleman behind them in the line. She stared up at him.
"Hello,"
she said. The man looked around, a puzzled expression on his face, as if he was unsure what had attracted his attention. Then he caught sight of Dor, standing just in front of him.
Hello,
he said.
"I'm Dor," she told him. "This is Richard."
"Oh," said the man. Then he fumbled in an inner pocket, pulled out a cigar case, and forgot all about them.
"There, see?" said Dor.
"I think so," he replied. They said nothing for some time as the queue moved slowly toward the single open glass door at the museum's main entrance. Dor looked at the writing on her scroll as if she needed to reassure herself of something. Then Richard said,
"A traitor?"
"They were just winding us up," said Dor, "trying to upset us."
"Doing a bloody good job of it, too,"
said Richard. And they walked through the open door, and then they were in the British Museum.